Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good Wednesday afternoon, Madison. I am your host, Luke Mathers, for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got Brian out this week. He is gone on a much-earned vacation. But I got a great guest joining me today for the hour. I got Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area joining me. We're going to discuss 2022 elections here in Wisconsin. But before I dive in with Dan on these subjects, just want to give a couple of brief updates for some of the developing stories here in Wisconsin. Yesterday afternoon, in Waukesha County Court, we had charges announced against Daryl Brooks Jr., 5 charges of intentional first-degree homicide, with a 6th expected as well, because yesterday afternoon, early evening, Jackson Sparks, an 8-year-old boy who was hit as well in the parade, passed away due to injuries sustained from the motor vehicle accident, from being hit by the SUV that Brooks was driving. So a 6th charge is expected there too in first-degree homicide, as well as 62 charges expected for injuries sustained during the tragedy. So those charges are expected to come longer, but Brooks has a court date set in January. That is where we are at in that story. We also got another story here in Dane County last night. Public Health Madison in Dane County announced that it will be extending the mask mandate across the county for all indoor public venues to require masks here in our county through January 3rd. That was originally set to expire on November 27th. That is being extended. They had originally said that they had no plans to extend it, but unfortunately, over the last 3 weeks since that announcement was made, the transmission rate for COVID-19 here in Dane County has almost doubled. So they are extending the mask mandate in Dane County through January 3rd, through the holiday season. So that's where we're at with those breaking headlines since we were last on the air yesterday at 2 p.m. But now I've got Dan Schaefer joining me from the Recombobulation area. Dan, how you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Luke. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining me. I know when we last spoke, we got to talk a little bit more about some of the reporting you were doing on infrastructure and where we were at there. But since then, you've done a couple pieces on previewing the 2022 election. And so I wanted to have you on to dive into that, because we're pretty much here at the end of November now. It's the end of November of 2021. The election day is less than a year away. And I think it's time to start talking and taking seriously some of the candidates that are running and seeing who's running for what. In some cases, we're still finding that out. We've got candidates jumping into the races still, but there's been a lot of people announced for quite some time now as well. Even one candidate I know that announced he was running against Ron Johnson, I believe, before last year's November election. So we've got a lot going on between now and less than a year from now. Let's dive on in, man. So can you tell the listeners a little bit about the pieces you've been working on and some of the previews that you've been some of the elections you've been previewing?
Yeah, absolutely. 2022 is going to be a big year in Wisconsin. Seems like just about every year turns out to be a pretty big election year in Wisconsin these days. But we have statewide elections for senator, for governor, on down the line. And I think, now is a good time to kind of take stock of where we are, with, some of the primaries starting to heat up a little bit, and take a look ahead to 1 year away, because in less than a year, we'll all be heading back to the polls, to cast our votes in this super important election. What I ended up doing was, I wrote a 3-part preview. Part one kind of took a look at the bigger picture of, you know, kind of where things stand for 2022, some just kind of general midterm trends, and then dove into the U.S. Senate race. Part two of my piece was on the gubernatorial race, race for attorney general, and the race for lieutenant governor. And then also, you know, being a writer here in Milwaukee, we have a some extra spice for next
some
year.
Some bonus elections
probably
going on.
The most competitive mayoral election many of us have seen in a generation here. So lots going on right now.
Yeah, when Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett got announced to be the ambassador to Luxembourg, I think not a whole lot of people were expecting that. I don't think that was on a lot of individuals' radars. And so I think that is going to be an interesting election as well. Is this kind of something that your readers can come to expect? It seems like you're doing a lot of different things in three parts. Is that just because there's so many elections, Dan, or you like doing it in threes?
I tend to write long. But, you know, that's with all that is going on, I've been, you know, talking to folks in the know about these elections over the past couple of weeks and, you know, kind of breaking it down. There's just a lot to get to. And, you know, I think we've heard a lot of talk over the last month or so about kind of what certain things might mean for Democrats. In 2022, you had the gubernatorial election in Virginia, where the Republican won in a state that Joe Biden carried by 10%. So a lot of Democrats worried about what that might mean for next year. And but we also had here in the Milwaukee area at the Mequon School District, where Republicans backed a recall of a number of the school board candidates. And kind of falling into this, you know, critical race theory panic that has been in the news lately. And all of the recall challengers lost. All the incumbents retained their seats. And the challengers did not even win a single precinct in Mequon. So I think, you know, you have these larger big picture trends going on for 2022. Obviously, you have just the general... general trend of the party that's in the White House tending to lose seats in the following midterms. But I think you have some underlying weaknesses for Republicans here in Wisconsin as well.
Yeah.
Looking ahead to 2022.
And I think the election night for Virginia and the Mequon-Thiensville School Board was a pretty interesting barometer because you saw such different results between the two. When looking back at those two election results that you were able to analyze, which one do you think would be a better barometer for expecting how Wisconsin's statewide elections are gonna go next fall? Because to me, the Virginia election, like you said, Biden won the state of Virginia by 10 points a year ago. But then to contrast that to the results, we saw these candidates running with a lot of different Republicans, statewide Republican backing almost, in the Mequon-Thiensville School Board District recall election. And those messaging platform that they were running on didn't really work. So which one do you think is a better barometer for what we're going to experience here in the fall of 2022?
Well, I think the answer falls kind of somewhere in between. I think there's, you know, certain aspects of the Mequon-Thiensville recall that were just kind of specific to that race. And then same for Virginia. I think, you know, it's always tough, I think, for a candidate who, you know, McAuliffe, who was the governor before and then coming back. So I think there's some things specific to each of those races that played in there. But I think, you know, you're going to have a tough landscape for Democrats in general, in a big picture sense, because of just the way trends have worked historically. I think, you know, you look over the past 30 years of electoral politics, you know, the party that's in the White House loses seats in the midterms. The only exception to that really was post 9/11 in 2002. Republicans have an advantage going into next year, but I think you have to look at the individual races too, the individual candidates. You know, like you mentioned, the Mequon recall was backed by some prominent Republicans, including Rebecca Clayfish, who, you know, may or may not be the gubernatorial front runner. The recall was also backed by the Uline family, probably the biggest financial backers for Republicans in the state. and they came up short there. So, you know, I think there's a lot that is still going to be decided between now and the August primary for a lot of those, especially for the statewide races, for senator, for governor.
Yeah, it feels like it's coming fast, but it is important to remember that there is a lot of time between now and then. There's probably going to be a number of the candidates that have already announced that will be dropping out. There's going to be, I would imagine, a handful of candidates as well, still yet to throw their name in the ring as well. So it's going to be an interesting political landscape. I think that's an excellent point. It's going to be a little bit of both. I don't think either Virginia or the Mequon-Thiensville school board recall are necessarily the best case examples, but it's going to be a very interesting it's less than 365 days away now. So you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area joining me today. We're discussing 2022, the landscape ahead of next year's elections, as well as some of the specific races that will be ran and some of the specific candidates that are running. So we're going to recap those as we move forward. But if you'd like to join this show, give us a call, 844-967-2789. And one of the things I want to touch on as well, Dan, is before we dive into any of the specific races, what do you think the ramifications of Gableman's pretty long drawn out probe is going to be before we get to Election Day next year?
Gosh, it's hard to say. It's been an unpredictable ride for Mr. Gableman's election adventure. I hesitate to call it an investigation or an audit because it doesn't seem to fit any official parameters. That
probe has been the what I've been using.
Those words.
Yes, probe has been the word I've been using because I don't think it's a review. I don't think it's an investigation. It's really, I don't know the exact word for it, but probe has been what I've been using.
Right. So I don't know. I think these ongoing investigations that are now have been happening more than a year since last year's election just go further to sow doubt in the process. And I think, I think they have this purported goal of establishing some sort of, you know, quote unquote, election integrity or electoral integrity, where what they're doing with these ongoing investigations, you know, bringing in all these conspiracy theorists, is the exact opposite of the intended outcome that they're looking for. So I think you're going to have a really
well, Dan, real quick, we're going to a break, so we're going to go to a break, but we'll continue the conversation. You are listening to Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.